When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is time for the Spillover with Raph and AD, sponsored by our friends at Computer Hardware. 70-0, go see Trip and the team for all your Apple product needs, computers, watches, phones, and more. Computer Hardware in Lincoln. Gentlemen, how are we today? Good to see you.
Good morning.
Good morning, my man. Good morning.
Young Ben, is a Dolphins fan like myself, and he says, why have you not addressed the Tua contract on the air yet in the last couple of days? I just haven't got to it. But he got paid. Jordan Love got paid. Dak will soon get paid by the Cowboys.
Really?
I think so. He's going to get...
We just talked about it yesterday. I was asking.
You don't think he's going to get paid?
Oh, no.
What's going to happen? Going to hold out the whole season or what?
He had a birthday yesterday.
Well, happy birthday, Dak.
So did you hear my trivia question yesterday? You probably
seen it. What was it, Raph?
All right. So Tua is $53 million annually now.
That's right.
I think it comes out to.
For four years, yeah.
How much did Dan Marino make his entire career?
I think he made 51, right? His whole year?
Yeah.
I saw it yesterday from Adam Schefter.
That is so wild.
Think about that for a second. And I was telling Bill and Sip on the airwaves that I saw a video of Tua at practice the other day. He took the microphone and his contract was signed. He says, show me the money. I said, dude, that is a bad look, my friend. I'm happy for you, but dude, like, you got guys out here that are trying to make this team that aren't even making money. You got other guys that are making nowhere near what you're making, and you think that's just going to be celebrated by the fans and the players? I thought that was a very odd look.
What he did.
He did. And Sip's like, he's right. Tua is an awkward person. He is. He's a different cat. When he talks to the media, like, he's a different dude.
Is he like corny, like Russell Wilson corny?
He doesn't try to be like that. He's not doing let's ride crap. He's not doing that.
But I thought
the show me the money thing was very repulsive. As a fan of the team, I can't imagine.
Oh, I didn't see that.
As a non-fan, they probably say the same thing. I'm a fan. I'm like, dude, what is that?
So do you think
just go play some ball?
He better back it up.
Go play some ball, my friend.
That clip will haunt him all year long.
Rest of his life.
Yeah, yeah.
So the teams, you know, this year they have the option to wear the Guardian cap. Do you think he'd probably be one of them that has to wear the Guardian cap, I would think.
I am not positive on that.
I'd be interested to see how many players.
And if it's mandatory or not.
Well, they have the option.
So I know they have the option, but I'm wondering if, like we were talking, if it comes to the point where they have X amount of concussions, they're going to be required to wear it. I wonder.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Because the big thing with the NFL is their whole marketing and stuff, and those Guardian caps, you really can't see the logos that clearly, and it'll be interesting how it all plays out.
That will be.
Obviously, I'm very supportive of Tua and want him to be very successful for my own interest as a fan of the team, but I'm like, hey, with that, you're getting a lot of money. This team has not won a playoff game in 24 years. They have been the last 2 years, and they have lost. You had better get a playoff win.
Yeah.
Well, I think you've got it with him. You've also got to get home playoff games. Because
you got to play at home.
I just
don't choke in December.
He's not impressed me throwing in the cold and in the wind, so they need home field advantage all the way through in a Super Bowl with a great climate. Only chance. Dolphins.
The Dolphins cannot go on the road to Buffalo. They can't go to Cincinnati. They can't go to Cleveland. They can't go to KC in the winter.
Put it this way. They can't leave the South.
let's go play at Jacksonville for
a
playoff
play
game.
Jacksonville, yeah. Texans, or something like
that. Yes, in a dome.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
American Giant makes great clothing, T-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, or the dome.
Play the Colts in the dome.
If he goes up to Cincy or Miami or Buffalo, I mean, not Miami, but Buffalo.
The Jets.
Yeah. Minnesota would be inside. So, yep. But Green Bay, yeah, they would be. Yeah, it's got to be somewhere warmer indoors.
So people have asked me my thoughts. Like, Tua, I'm not sold on him still. I think he's not a bad quarterback, but I don't know if he has the it factor to do it in the playoffs. And he hasn't stayed healthy. Last year, he did stay healthy. That was the first time.
Yeah.
I see he's thinned down again a little bit. He got big last year, and I didn't really run the. His longest run last year was 9 yards.
Let me ask you this, though, Jake. Some of those sacks, do you also have to put some of that burden on the offensive line?
Sure.
Because I think, now granted, Tua, even when he does, is protected at times. He'll make some throws that makes you scratch your head at times. So I think some of that goes to offensive line, too. Like, hey, you got to protect this guy. You know what I'm saying? But however, that clip, I haven't seen this. I'm going to have to pull it up and take a peek. Look, if it's as egregious as you guys saying it is, man, they better win a playoff game at least.
I would tell you to, on Twitter, just type in Tua, show me the money. It'll pop up. It was from Dolphins training camp. He came off the field, took the mic, embraced the fans. He was trying to talk to the fans. You could say, hey, good. You could have said, thanks for being here. Let's have a season. Instead, he says to Jerry Maguire, show me the money. And the Tidwell,
like you said, just simply say, hey, glad it's done. Let's go to work.
Yeah, it's just a little awkward dude. But I hope that he stays healthy. I hope I can celebrate a playoff win. I'm not saying even Super Bowl, ref. I'm saying a win.
A win. Just a playoff win.
Give me to the second round. Let me have a chance in the dance here.
I just want to go back to the playoffs again. Broncos and Nebraska.
It's not going to happen this year for you, right?
Broncos and Nebraska are like
just hand in
tied
hand.
Together, yeah.
Except for that 2015 Super Bowl. That was not a good year for the Huskers.
Yeah.
6-7 bowl win that year.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and I think going back to the Cowboys, I'm not sure with Dak what they do with him, because they've got Parsons, they got to resign. CeeDee Lamb, they've got to resign. I could see them almost, gosh, I hate to say it, but I could see them not doing as well this year and saying, hey, we're going to give Trey Lance a shot.
That would be a bad idea.
I'm not, and Pete, love you, but you know, like I said, I don't despise the Cowboys as some of their fans at times. They just get on my nerves. But I like Dak Prescott. And I was telling this, you know, Raf and Nick this yesterday. I think Dak takes a lot of heat. The dude's all shows up, takes care of his business. And playoff games, it ain't just all on Dak, man. The defense got blew out last year by 50-something points or 40?
The Packers put it on him last
year. Yeah, but all the brunt goes to Dak. I get that. When you're
Dak
the quarterback.
Dak had a bad pick six in that game.
Yes, he did. Not six of them for them to score 40-something points.
Right, yeah.
I've always felt Dak has got somewhat of a raw deal. Now, granted, as you're the QB, you got to expect it. It's part of it.
Especially of the Cowboys.
Yes, it's falling on your shoulders. But all of this egg thrown on Dak lately, and I could care less what the Cowboys do, you know. But I just thought it was just it's not comical. It just makes me scratch my head. It's like, it's more than Dak. You ought to start looking upstairs in your front offices more than you're looking at Dak. But I'm not so sold that Dak will get the big contract, y'all. I'm just not.
I kind of look like Dak as the Kirk Cousins, where there's givens. He's going to throw up 3,500 yards, 30 touchdowns, 6 interceptions.
But maybe hurt you in the clutch, though.
But then not get to the playoff. Yeah. He's got to find a way to get over that hump.
We shall see what happens with Dak. That's it for us. The Drive with Raf, AD, and Amon Green is next for Steve Sipple and Bill Bush. I am Jake Sorensen. We will see you tomorrow.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.